Good evening. This is Shivshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Lok Sabha today passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. It further provides that investigations into offences must be completed within 2 months from the date the information is recorded at the police station. The trials must be concluded within 3 months from the filing of the charge sheet. Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine or both. A group of business community based at Itanagar and content creators provided relief materials for flood-affected people of Assam. Relief materials included food items, packaged drinking water, clothes, footwear and sanitary items, which were donated by shopkeepers, the business community and well-wishers residing in Itanagar voluntarily. A team of 8 volunteers led by Nagardeep Biswas left for Shivsagar early morning today to distribute the relief materials to flood-affected people of Upper Assam. The steel bridge at Huri in Kurunkume district was successfully launched on Tuesday by 85 RCC BRTF Onang under the supervision of Sandeep Tiwari, officer commanding BRTF Huri, in close coordination with the district administration. The remaining works are expected to be completed within the next 3-4 days, after which the Damin-Huri road will be reopened for the movement of all types of vehicles. The district administration Changlang successfully organized a district-level launch and demonstration of the Gems of India Creator Initiative of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, the District Office Changlang. The program witnessed enthusiastic participation from content creators and other creative enthusiasts from across the district. A live demonstration of the MyWebs platform was conducted during the program. Arunachal Electronic and Digital Media Association Conclave 2025 was held today at Golden Jubilee Banquet Hall, Itanagar. The technical sessions included discussion and deliberations on digital media and citizen empowerment, who shapes the narrative in the information age, and media freedom and responsibility, reporting without fear and favor. Panelists ranging from senior journalists, bureaucrats and politicians participated in the sessions. A meeting of the Mai Bharat District Advisory Committee was held today at the District Conference Hall Tirup under the chairmanship of the Deputy Commissioner B. Tausik. It aimed to review the implementation of My Bharat programs in the district and to strengthen interdepartmental coordination for youth development initiatives. District Steering Committee meeting of the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission was held today at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Tawang, by Tawang DC Namgyal Angmo. District Mission Manager ARSRLM Wamdila Toko Lej highlighted the mission's efforts in strengthening self-help groups, promoting sustainable livelihoods, and achieving the vision of creating Lakhpati Didis through financial inclusion, skill development, and enterprise support. An awareness campaign on human papilloma virus vaccination was conducted today at Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalaya, Koloriyang, to educate students and staff on the importance of HPV vaccination in preventing cervical cancer and other HPV-related diseases. During the session, participants were sensitized on the benefits, safety, and importance of timely HPV vaccination while encouraging greater awareness and community participation in the immunization program. Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert of thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain for east coming Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Changlang, Tirup and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.